This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. What a very eventful day with Matt Eberflus's dismissal from the Cowboys and then John Harbaugh and the Ravens mutually parting ways. That's what we have as we head into this 5 o'clock hour in addition to Football's Finest with Eric Chiafalo. Yes, sir. Plenty to get to. Jason Garrett news. We got the Harbaugh fallout and so much more right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Jason Garrett can pull a rabbit out of his head as he is set to interview on Friday for the Titans head coaching job. Not a ball sack. That is confirmed. Adam Schefter and many other NFL reporters on this right now. So Jason Garrett getting an opportunity. I mean, now that the Ravens job is open, I think that's clearly the best job available. But I was kind of thinking the Titans job was pretty good. Everybody wants to talk about the Giants, and I think the Giants have a better overall roster. But don't you tie yourself to Cam Ward quicker than you tie yourself to Jackson Dart?
I would think so, yes. I believe in Cam Ward more, although, man, his season was so bad. It would make me believe we need so many good players around this that it's going to be multiple years. If I can get any improvement going off 2025 into 2026, that's going to buy me time because expectations are zero. If I deliver a 6, 7, 8 win season next year, they're going to feel like we're heading in the right direction. I got momentum. We got to nail so many drafts in a row to become respectable in Tennessee, though. Like this is a long-term project, you know, and maybe Jason Garrett's the perfect guy for that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I would be pretty deflated if that ended up being the hire. If I'm a Titans fan,
absolutely. You know, I think what this exposes is how cool it is to have a Clayton Adams as your OC, because there are so many teams out there that when it's time to hire a head coach, they're just looking for a podium guy. They're looking for a guy that's going to set the culture, and we're going to stress fundamentals and executing and winning your matchups. Like, that is still something that, you know, a number of NFL franchises value over a schematic advantage. While we're living in the biggest scheme era in the history of the league, it's all the money that they're getting, hundreds of millions of dollars. There is no need to do a deep dive on what it's going to take to be successful, because we have so much money coming out of our ears. It'd be hard to focus for a lot of teams on winning. We're just running a football team and cashing checks.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. That's the wildest head coach interview that has been lined up to this point, I believe, right? We haven't seen anything crazier than a team interviewing Jason Garrett right now like the Titans are. That seems like the wildest one. Cam Ward, by the way, of the Titans, the things he learned his rookie year, the first thing he learned is get your helmet down on a QB sneak or they will pop your ace. Okay, so you got to get your head down. Otherwise, you're going to get smacked. I guess a QB sneak in the NFL is different than every other level that Cam Ward's ever played. Okay, he also learned that you can throw the ball across your body in the NFL. You can if you're built like Cam Ward. Okay.
You can make that happen.
And you have to really love the game to play in the NFL, especially for a team like that where you're just losing time and time again. Now, the big news as well coming down in the last hour or so is the Ravens firing head coach John Harbaugh. And Diana Russini says a key pressure point in the dismissal there of Harbaugh, according to those familiar with today's discussions, was his refusal to entertain any conversations about potentially moving on from offensive coordinator Todd Monken. So he was married to the idea of keeping the OC. They clearly weren't. So Monken will be definitely looking for a new job here moving forward. And the Ravens job will be a huge commodity right now. The Ravens job will be the best job available. And John Harbaugh will be the most sought after coach available at this point, right?
Shefty just put out he's the favorite for the Giants job right now.
Of course he is.
And there's a lot of Jesse Minter hype for the Ravens.
For the Ravens.
The DC with the Chargers right now.
So you still get a little Harbaugh tie back to the Ravens right there.
Maybe he's willing to say bye-bye Todd Monken.
Yeah, well, that's inevitable at this point. Yeah,
whoever their coach is.
Yeah.
You're not having him as your offensive coordinator. Sorry, guys.
You guys worry about Harbaugh being a coach with the Giants?
Well, yeah. Yes. He would step in and
stability.
He would be the best coach in the division.
Like a younger version of Tom Coughlin, maybe. You know, when Tom Coughlin left, Tom Coughlin came in there, gave the Giants some stability, kind of built the team in the right way, gave it some toughness.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. That would be a home run hire if you're a Giants fan right now or any one of these teams that has a vacancy, you're looking for Harbaugh. So if the Giants, and I think Stefanski would be solid as well, from a Cowboys perspective, I would not like to see Harbaugh or Stefanski end up with the Giants.
Todd Monken with Jackson Dart. How would you see that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's a good point.
He goes with Harbaugh,
Harbaugh goes, maybe Monken ends up going as well. A little bit of the college style offense.
They had Wink Martindale already with the Giants, right?
They did.
Yeah, Wink's already been through those doors.
Wink is kind of on the street now because of the Michigan situation. He's no longer coaching at Michigan.
Yeah, so, I mean, they'll have options available, but crazy turn of events. And you could still have the Mike Tomlin Pittsburgh Steelers conversation. This time next week, we could be talking about that. You have Sean McDermott with the Bills. Mm-hmm. If they fall flat in round one versus Jacksonville.
You think Brandon Bean would fire McDermott?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely on the table.
They got a new stadium coming there, right?
They do.
Yeah, is that next year?
Next year they play their final game at
That's right. Final game
Wilson
at Highmark
or whatever.
Yeah,
Highmark,
I know the name Highmark Stadium. Yeah,
that's sad. Some of those videos. It's sad when you leave a stadium. All those memories.
I know. I know a lot of Cowboys fans are hoping for Brian Flores to be the defensive coordinator. But he is the odds-on favorite right now to be the next head coach of the Raiders. So with Tom Brady, the New England Patriots ties, that kind of thing, Brian
spy
Flores.
Tech.
Yeah, the spy tech aspect.
He just has so many good, smart players in Minnesota. If he doesn't get one of these head coaching jobs, I can't imagine him thinking, I'm going to go to the Cowboys for about the same amount of money and get my teeth kicked in and look like an idiot.
Yeah, but he might. I know people on the text will jump in there and crush me on this one. I would sell the aspect of I have Dak Prescott as my quarterback and you got J.J. McCarthy.
Okay. All right.
That would be my sell.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, is it like, does it matter how much winning we're doing or does it matter how badass my defense is? And even if we're losing and missing the playoffs, everybody knows my defense is awesome.
So much pressure on him to have to hold defenses to nothing when you got a quarterback like J.J. McCarthy. But if you were to bring that up, he would probably say, well, Jerry, but J.J. McCarthy beat you guys. When you went head up.
How do you look against your defense?
Yeah, but I would try and sell the idea if I'm Brian Flores, I want to go where I know I have an offense where I don't have to throw a bagel out there every day to win games. That's a lot of pressure.
You know what talks, boys? The money. That's all that matters when it comes to Brian Flores. If you want Brian Flores, you open the checkbook. selling him on the J.J. McCarthy thing. That's a good idea. Why not? We know it'll work.
Okay. You could spend, watch this, you could spend $15 million on Brian Flores or $15 million on a corner or edge.
I can do both because there's no salary cap for head coaches. Just
hypothetical, bro.
Just say you're going to spend one or the other.
I'd rather have the player. I think the players make the coaches.
I'll take the coordinator. Even if he is a one and done. I mean, if he fixes it, he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
He would definitely earn a head coaching job if he could fix this defense.
Yeah, for sure. You probably have the player for longer than you end up having the defensive coordinator there.
What about you, Chief?
Yeah, I'm probably going player.
You want the player?
Yeah, I'll go player there. Especially for that specific scenario.
Dawson's because I
don't think that Brian Flores is going to be here very long.
I mean, they're going to spend the money on players. If I don't get a $15 million player, I'm going to get 3 5s. You know, we'll get the players.
Okay,
we'll probably get three twos. All right, I'm gonna
12 2 and a half.
Yeah, 12 2 and a half.
I don't want the twos here.
Yeah. Okay.
Not with how they've drafted.
I'm taking the coach.
Yeah, I get it. No, I totally get it.
Yeah, because I'm legitimately a team builder over here.
Right.
Well,
you've proven that time and time again.
Brian's bored. He's gone to savage trolling at this point.
Really has.
Shut up and let me troll you.
Gosh, come on.
All right, boys.
What? Is it guess that spread time?
7.5.
No. It's not that time. It's not that time.
Because I've been
it's
watching.
Tuesday, boys.
Yeah, but you got to sneak it. You got to get it in here before we've looked.
You guys,
have already looked.
Broadus hit me with the 10.5. I thought that was a mind-blowing spread. You have the Rams going to Carolina.
You know what? I've started to look now knowing that at some random moment you might ask.
He hasn't done it.
I can't remember what I had for lunch.
When you least expect it. Well, this guy can remember what he's had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I take you to the fantasy football punishment.
Is this another one of the Waffle House? Which I would
not. This is a new iteration. That's why I'm bringing it to the table.
Not bother me one bit.
It's not something I've ever seen before. They call this the Joey Jaws.
Oh, you got to eat so much. We're talking hot dogs.
We're talking dogs.
Let's go.
So the punishment is for this particular fantasy football league, and they've documented it on social media here over the last week. But you have the biggest loser in the fantasy football league. He has to consume 71 hot dogs to match the Joey Jaws record of 71 hot dogs that he put down in 10 minutes at Coney Island. Okay, but here's the kicker.
How long do you have?
You have all week. You can't eat anything else until you've put down the 71 dogs.
Okay.
So this dude is having to go breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, until he gets to the 71 hot dogs. Now, he's not doing Nathan's, which I think is a little bit of a joke. He's going Oscar Mayer here. Okay, I guess that's a personal preference thing.
What's the problem
he can't put anything on it either. You have to eat it like Joey Jaws does, which is with no condiments.
But you can dunk it in high C.
You can dunk it if you want to do the dunk. Okay, I can't imagine.
It works for speed.
It works for speed, but this is not for speed. This is a marathon. All this guy gets to eat is hot dogs until he reaches 71.
That's a great punishment.
That's a really good punishment right there.
That'd be miserable.
I'd rather do the Waffle House. You know, you're kind of ripping the Band-Aid off a little bit more. It's 24 hours, so, I mean, it's not the quickest Band-Aid ripping, but you're eating your way out of that, and you're knocking time down, so you're probably talking about, like, whatever, 12, 15 hours in a Waffle House. Or all week, all you get to eat is plain and dry freaking hot dogs till you get to 71.
Can I grill them? At least get some grill marks going on there?
I don't believe there's any.
I think Joey and them boil them.
Caveats.
I think they boil them.
So I think.
I mean, the boiled dog is one of the most disgusting smells in the world.
No question.
I'd be vomiting by the time I got through dog 20.
See, the thing
overall disgusted with myself and what's happening in my stomach.
Okay, would you rather go boiled dogs, but you can have the condiments, or grilled dogs, but no condiments?
Grilled dogs.
Grilled dogs, no condiment. I think I go boiled dog with the condiment.
Give me the boil with the mustard.
Yeah, bro, ladder that mustard on there.
Yeah. Okay, the Nathan standard for the hot dog contest is grilled dogs. They do cook them on the grill.
All right.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
You should be able to grill them if they're going by this.
Honestly, how many a day you could think you could eat?
50.
So this guy's planning
50 hot dogs
over the course of a day. Yeah,
I googled the calories. We're looking at 100 calories per standard dog.
Is that just the wiener, or is that bun included?
Oh, that's a good point.
I was kind of
thinking. What about that sodium?
Yeah, sodium. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be wearing that in your face for weeks.
Probably not wear your ring.
This guy's going with a 7-day marathon here.
I think I could eat 9 dogs a day.
Nine, that's it?
That's it.
I did 9.5 in 10 minutes.
This guy's going 10.
You got this.
I think three in the morning, three at lunch, three at dinner. That's kind of what I would do.
Okay, right, so this guy's doing the same thing, except he's going 4 at dinner.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. So he's growing 10 dogs a day.
Yeah. It's another 110 calories for the bun.
You got to do this for, it's going to be a week. You just got to do it. You got to do it for a week.
It's a full week of grinding that out. I'm gonna try and get this done in maybe 3 days.
I'm with you. I like as many as possible. Let's just try and do this.
I kind of feel like that if I Mardi Gras Brian this thing, I can maybe eat more.
Yo, you drink.
That's what I'm saying.
You let me
grill them outside and have like a kegger going on, I think I could do
20 or 30 dogs a day.
Yeah, yeah, like easily. That. Easily.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah. The drunker I get, the more I eat.
30 dogs.
Yeah. No, seriously. I can eat Jack in the Box tacos. If you got me really drunk, maybe 10 tacos?
Easily.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Oh, 15, yeah. 20. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that.
You know, I can't eat unless I'm
But
smoked.
Think about just how Chief, you would be so sick of these hot dogs.
We can't
bro.
Do brats.
Like, three. No, can't, you yeah. can't do brats.
Can't do brats.
You can't do it because I'm with you. There's no question. The brat is the superior. Dog.
When I first got into radio, we got to go way back to my early days of radio. But I was broke.
Jim Swinson,
and I was trying to get fit. You know, I was trying to do that whole thing, and I decided I'm just going to eat grilled chicken and broccoli. Right, this was going to be a cheap way. Yeah, and it did work. But after about 10 days, I was disgusted by chicken.
Yeah.
Incredibly disgusted. It took me like 2 months to reset the palate.
Yeah. I guarantee it, especially when you're going. When you're going with the breast on that, you're probably not doing a ton of seasoning. It gets dry. You
chicken
know,
thighs.
If you're going thighs or something, it can make it a little bit easier.
I think 9 hot dogs a day. I really do.
I think I'm probably...
That's light.
I'm looking at going 15 to 20.
Day two, we're jumping, right? Because we're stretching our stomach. Every sitting, we're getting just a little uncomfortable full to add. And by the time you get to day 3 or 4, I think you're going to finish it with a sprint.
I'm trying to not...
Should we try this?
In a day.
Should we just try it, just to see.
I mean, you do have a lot of bet payoffs to pay off, so I would let this count as 2. I don't know if you guys are on board with
that. I'm gonna let it ride.
Oh, you wouldn't do it either? You wouldn't do it?
I would do it with brats.
This could be fun, actually.
I would do it with brats.
I would be interested.
We can do it when we go to Surprise. And just all week, that's all we get to eat.
Holy jeez.
Because we're going to have some Mardi Gras.
You're going to come back looking like Ben Roethlisberger and Philip Rivers in the face. Yeah.
We could do it at the ballpark, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We're there for 5 days, right?
Yeah, 5 days. Five days of dogs. Yeah, that's
true. I'm gonna have to get a nicer dog. Could I get a discount on the number if I you know upgrade to bratwurst? You know, do the calorie conversions because it's the nastiness of that basic dog. That's just rolled bologna.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a little Polish sausage.
And by the time you're on your 50th one in 3 days, you're just gonna be
so
sick.
So we go to Dollar Dogs at the ballpark. That's kind of what we're dealing with, right?
Pretty much what you're dealing
no
with.
No condiments, just a dog in the wrapper.
I just got to have some mustard on mine.
I know the thing is really just a killer.
Well, and that's the thing about this punishment, man. It
but if
really
it's grilled, Dawson's right. You got a chance if it's grilled.
I think so. You got a much better chance for sure. But hell of a payoff, hell of a punishment.
That's great.
Thank
idea.
You, Chief. We are we're 3+ hours down here, and we're heading now for the expressway. We're going to take you commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. G-Bag of the Day at 5:30, and we'll get you caught up on everything that's been happening throughout your broadcast day coming up next here.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
105.3 The Fan. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time to hit the expressway. We're going commercial-free to the top. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in about 5 minutes or so. So much breaking NFL news today. Kingsbury is out in Washington. Of course, Eberflus is out of there. About an hour and 15 minutes ago, the Harbaugh news came out there in Baltimore as the Ravens have decided to move on from their head coach of 18 years, John Harbaugh. The text has been lit now the entire time with people saying, fire Shoddy, hire Harbaugh. The expressway, by the way, brought to you by our friends at the On Time Experts. So salute to them. Who wants to handle this? What do you guys think of firing Shoddy and bringing in Harbaugh right now? Is there a chance in HE double hockey sticks?
I don't 0%. Think so, but that's definitely something I would consider. You've got a guy with a proven track record that has won a Super Bowl. I would have, and you want a culture builder. Like, apparently that's Harbaugh's thing. But there's not a chance that happens. They obviously like Shoddy. I mean, if we're hearing that they made the move today because they're listening to Brian Schottenheimer, I don't think they weren't firing McCarthy to go get his brother, right, or in Vrabel. I mean, there's been other big-time names that have been interested. I don't think the Cowboys would be open to that discussion.
What do you think of, like, giving up the fourth quarter leads, the being too aggressive, being almost married to the analytics? Like, yep, we're going for it. We're going for two. We're going for fourth down. Not enough playoff success in 13 years. Like, there's a reason the Ravens decided to move on from John Harbaugh. I think it's that his floor is high. Like, you are not going to have a bad football team. But is he giving you a schematic advantage to go win in January? His track record says no.
Yeah, I mean, he was a special teams guy, right, before getting the head coaching job. So it's not like
we brought him
strings.
From Indiana to Philly.
Yeah,
Lombardi found him.
He's kind of only as good as the staff around him, which most coaches are to a large extent. But it is nice when you know, hey, my head coach is handling our offense or he's handling our defense. Harbaugh is kind of the ultimate CEO coach. So. And I do think they've had, I mean, you want to talk about just all-time bad luck in some of these playoff games.
They have.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
All-time bad luck, but it is still a fair criticism of him when you have a Lamar Jackson-type quarterback and some of the defenses they've had and you haven't been able to get over the hump or even to the Super Bowl. That's tough. But I do think from a culture-building standpoint, and you were keeping Clayton Adams maybe as the actual OC calling the plays – I mean, I could get on board with it.
I'm absolutely doing that. I'm not
road playoff wins.
I am not looking back, man. I am not looking back. You're catching the guy at the right time. I mean, he was a young man when he became a head coach. And he's had a lot of experience, obviously. He's been in a lot of games. You talk about the bad luck. Your team becomes instantly tougher. You know, coming out of that system and knowing about how evaluation and how the draft board works, he's probably got a couple of guys in mind he might want to bring with him from the Ravens to put in your scouting department, you know, maybe some football ops guys. You just, to me, this would be a no-brainer. This is like, you got Parcells too late in life, you know. This guy's a Hall of Fame coach. If you think about
13-11
it.
13-11 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, he is the, you just look at your team overall. Yeah, and you just that credibility, the locker room presence, the, you know, how he, I appreciate how he goes forward and things like that. You know, every year he loses coordinators, and what do? They find ways to win. I know the last couple of years have been a little rough.
Yeah,
but they lose coaches right and left. They lose coaches. You know why they lose coaches? Because not because they get fired. They lose them to other teams.
Yeah,
because they're good coaches.
Yeah, there's some to be said for that.
Sign me up for this one.
You know, I just wonder, like, what category would you put him in? Does he go with your McCarthys and Tomlins and does Harbaugh, does John Harbaugh fit in that? Does he fit with Andy Reid and Sean Payton?
He still wants to work. He's like a Sean Payton, you know? He's like he's a tough-minded, you know, no-nonsense kind of guy, you know, commands the presence of the locker room. You know, I could say he's been in an organization where they've done it. If you had to say, give me the teams that you admire. Give me the teams you admire, their front office, the way they play and all that. It's the Ravens, man. You think about the Ravens and what they've done. Mm-hmm. Zach had him as a potential Super Bowl team this year.
Yeah.
You know, and Zach's usually right about this stuff.
Sometimes.
And they could have very well gone on that run. I mean, their offense was still clicking along half decent. It's just that their defense, especially their pass rush, became non-existent this year. And it goes to show you, you know, that...
Well, they lost that guy to Seattle that's won 14 games,
McDonald,
right?
Yeah, our buddy Zach Orr, North Texas and DeSoto. I mean, he's been trying as a defensive coordinator. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad about Zach. He's a North Texas legend, but maybe the coordinator, maybe that wasn't the right guy. I mean, they did. They struggled on the defensive side of the ball.
You could get the exact same results potentially that Kansas City got with Andy Reid. He left Philly. I just said this, man. Andy had that long run at Philly.
I like that comp.
Him and the owner Jeff Lurie, like, hey, okay, I'm out of it. You know, what does Clark Hunt do? He immediately hires Andy Reid. No time off. They go draft Mahomes. Their team's better. They're in the, you know, there's a lot of similarities. You're not getting old Harbaugh that's tired and doesn't want to work. You know, that was Mike McCarthy. Now, tired and didn't want to work. This guy, man, I still think he's got some good football left.
All righty, there you have that discussion. Appreciate you guys' thoughts on that. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Yeah. We're Lucius. How's your G-bag today?
Hey, so what do you think about the Steelers front office?
I love the Steelers front office.
Me too. I got a respect for that.
See, I mean, that's the thing about it. These teams that... Like, the Steelers scouts know exactly what kind of players they have to go look at every year.
Yep.
They know defensively, offensively. Yeah, they've messed up some of them, but the continuity of it, I respect the heck out of those guys. I really do.
Yeah, me too. Me too. G-Bag the Day, we do it every week down to Fan 530. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. Hey, how you doing? By the way, G-Bag of the Year for 2025 will be this Friday, 5:30. Huh? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Ooh, I like it. Our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day is the funniest clip from NBA 2K. These guys were playing online. They were in the shopping area, and he's trying to give his buddy some some instructions. Found out his buddy might be kind of slow.
Step away from the door.
What you mean?
Like, get away from the door.
Say what you mean.
By the door?
I said, get away from the door.
Oh, I'm away from the door.
No, walk away from it. No, walk in the middle of the room. Just walk in the middle of the room.
All right, I'm in the middle of the room.
What the
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Is you in here with me?
You know I'm not in the middle of the road.
Bro, because I see you right here.
You see me on my game?
Yes, bro. You still by the door. Walk in the middle of the room.
No. You said I am in the middle of... Okay, I'm finna step in my bed. I'm in
the middle of... talking about on the game. What the f*** are you talking about? Oh.
You might be stupid.
You might be stupid, bro.
The inflection in his voice almost reaches crying right before the apex of that. Yeah. Pure gold.
Yeah, it's like, wait, how can you see me in my room right now?
Yeah. That pack was hitting.
Exactly. You can see me playing? Yeah, for real?
I'm on my bed. Where are you?
I got to holler at your plug, dog. What is that? All right, here we another one. Here, another one right here. College basketball. My man Eric sent this to me, and I have, fortunately, two of these clips already on deck, too.
Oh, good.
So that makes three. Of this guy right here. Huskers Radio, Nebraska beat Michigan State. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I love this call. What happened to his voice at the end? What happened to his voice? That's what I love.
Jacobson will throw it in. Scott will cover him along the baseline. 0.7 seconds left to go.
You can still throw it long too.
Has handed the ball. Gets it in, baseballs it down the floor, and it is touched, and it is there's the horn, and the Huskers knock off Michigan State. Move over, top 10. Make room for Nebraska basketball. Make room for Daddy.
What happened to his boys, bro?
58-56, Nebraska beats Michigan State, and they storm the floor. Storm that puppy.
I love that. His voice got so crazy.
Let me tell you something.
All
right, Bobby Bell got mad. Let's go to the morning show right here. The RJ and Choppy show, which one of these fools is Chop. Now, I don't know the whole backstory to this, but it sounds like RJ Choppy tried to be a gentleman and pull out a chair for a lady. She didn't see it and she failed?
Wasn't quite that.
A lady thought the chair was being reserved for her, but Choppy was like, no, this is actually Sean's chair, and Sean had gone up to go to the bathroom. So RJ, they were kind of in like a disagreement over whose chair it was, and she goes to sit in it, and Choppy pulls the chair away. Yes.
Wow.
And she falls, right?
She hit the deck.
And then Bobby ran off.
Yes.
Yeah. Bobby ran
Everyone
off.
Everyone else is like ready to go. Dudes are eyeballing the girls, and they're ready, you know, just in case something's got to pop off. And Bobby apparently went running away.
What a mess.
But no, I absolutely saw it and then went, okay, this is just going to be uncomfortable. I'm walking. I don't even want to be around for us potentially being told by
So why should we have to stand in the discomfort? Why should we have to deal with the discomfort? It's supposed to
you
be all for one.
You should have all walked away. And gone. Now you guys are pissing me off because this is such bullshit.
Bobby, come on.
I don't get it. Whatever. This is another garbage representation. All right, y'all want a G-check? Fine. We'll do this in the future.
Stop it.
And Hilo G got up and left the room?
Yeah, he left the studio.
I mean, he dropped the BS. He needs to. Go calm down, fam.
God. I think he's got to go to HR now. Is he going to file for that?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I'm going to have to give you an idea. You got to sign this paper.
First strike.
Oh.
I love when Bobby sees red, though.
Oh, he was so furious.
He really doesn't care.
So was this like a visitor to the studio? And
no, they were out in Greenville at some restaurant on Friday night.
On a show dinner.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I saw those pictures on social. Looked lovely.
Yeah.
I like aw shucks out there on Greenville.
Aw shucks.
All right, Snoop Dogg was on the mic for the Golden State Warriors versus the Clippers game. I like when Snoop is on the mic in the broadcast booth. I think he called a NHL fight one time.
Yeah.
Swing on cuss. Hit him, cuss.
His equestrian stuff is even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a deal of him. He was narrating an iguana running away from a pack of snakes.
Jeez.
Like, these snakes were on this iguana.
But. Oh, look, he on cuss. Get him, cuss. Whoop. Steve Kerr got ejected last night. Snoop was there for it.
Yeah.
Go to the rack, Draymond, all the way. Good pass. Ooh!
Collins.
Ooh,
he snapped the break. He Windex signed that. Get off the Windex sign.
That hit the backboard. Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up. Steve ready to fire
gone.
On him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Inglewood right now. Inglewood. Get him, Steve.
Get him.
You and Inglewood, Steve. The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at it.
I've got to see that replay. It looked like that it had touched the glass there by Peyton. Hard to tell.
Hard to tell.
I can't tell. Here we go. This will tell me everything I need to know.
Oh yes.
That hit the backboard.
That hit the backboard.
That hit the backboard.
Somebody hold me. Hold me. Hold me back. Get my purse. Hold me back.
He's the best.
He's incredible. I can't wait for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Classic Snoop Dogg there.
Oh, man.
That's Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr doesn't lose it often, but when he does, it's impressive.
Yeah.
All right, what do you say, Lucius? Time to vote.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Man, this is a tough one.
It is, dude. All
did
these...
he pop off like that when Mike punched him in the face?
Mike? MJ.
Didn't Jordan punch Steve Kerr in the face?
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did. He probably didn't say anything.
Maybe the ribs.
Oh, that what it was? Ribs?
I forget what that one was.
They were practicing, weren't they? In a practice, and he slugged him.
Yeah.
I don't think he did anything.
I mean, if Mike does that, you just kind of eat it.
Yeah, he's got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Bet you won't do it again. Don't say that because he's going to do it.
Oh, no.
How much?
Get him some Gatorade.
How much you want to put on?
Is it our champ, the NBA 2K, their clip? Is it the Huskers radio Nebraska over Michigan State
with
the growling play-by-play announcer? Welcome in to the top 10. Is it Bobby Belt getting mad about something happened over dinner? Or Snoop Dogg on the mic is Steve Kerr ejected? I'm gonna vote for Snoop there, Chief. How about you?
Angry Bob.
Lucius?
NBA 2K.
Wolchuk.
I'm going to go with the Nebraska. Daddy's here.
Yeah, we're tied at one, good. Brian.
Snoopy.
By a score of 2-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion once again. It's Snoop Dogg doing some play-by-play. TD Tuesday is coming up at 6 o'clock. Speaking of play-by-play, it's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup. Lucius in L.A. Live.
Let me hear that Nebraska call one more time. His voice, bro.
Gets it in. Baseballs it down the floor, and it is touched, and it is there's the horn, and the Huskers knock off Michigan State. Hey, move over, top 10. Make room for Nebraska basketball. Make room for Daddy! Daddy!
All right, man, it's a Toxic Tuesday here in L.A. Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Oh, it's the wrong one. There we go.
All right, you square.
They're so sticky.
It's so sticky.
All right, you square.
It's sticky, huh?
Smoke. It's sticky, man.
Is there a reason?
Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody get high.
I don't see that as being a typical process, nor do I. Is it a typical process to be working on?
We've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. What does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
What's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were. And are no longer. How did that happen?
Here's
Aaron Bildermillo.
Oh, man. Shout out to a good day, New York.
Hey,
this is LA Live for Tuesday, January 6th, 2026. It is a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Be on the look. lookout. Be on the lookout for someone causing mayhem in Fort Worth.
Mayhem.
Fort Party Worth. Stay. Yeah, mayhem.
Mayhem.
Out there in Fort Worth. There's a firebug, apparently, in the Fox Run Park area of Southwest Fort Worth. A firebug. There has been at least 5 vehicles set on fire between December 26th and the New Year's Eve. And, yeah, that's in that Fox Run Park in Fort Worth. No suspects have been identified or arrested. 5 cars burned up. It even looks like they burned up a wheelchair mobility vehicle.
Yeah.
You bastards!
They're uncalled for.
Bastards.
You bastards.
You rat
burn up your own stuff.
Burning up cars in one neighborhood. I know that's bringing the neighborhood together right there. I tell you what. You're getting to meet all your neighbors. And another body found in the Houston Bayou. Again.
How many is this now? One? What are we up to?
34.
Jeez.
Not a serial killer.
Not a serial killer. Nothing to be afraid of. The water's fine.
The water's fine.
The water's fine.
Take a dip.
Oh, my God.
Very
gosh.
Busy serial killer.
Yeah.
Bay Harbor Butcher, maybe?
Bay Harbor Butcher.
I could see that.
What is that?
Dexter.
Reference. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I mean, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot
of crazy.
Work. That's crazy.
You know, usually you see these documentaries or read these stories or whatever, there's like a thirst that builds up for the blood. And then once they do it, you know, it subsides for a while. They try to keep their demons at bay. And then, you know, it builds to a point.
Right.
This is just like twice a week.
This is going crazy.
Killing people.
Officials say nothing to worry about, though. Nothing to worry about. Speaking of more officials, Texas officials warned about a mystery seed packages arriving in the mail. You guys get any seed packages in your mail?
From China.
No, not since
China.
The 90s.
It is from
Amsterdam.
China.
Got to be careful about those.
The Texas Ag Commission, Sid Miller, is warning Texas to stay alert for mysterious seed packages. They keep showing up in mailboxes across the state. They've been showing up since February of 2025. The Texas Department of Agriculture has collected over 1,000 packs of unsolicited seeds from 109 locations across the state. Officials say the packages often shipped from overseas, China, may look harmless, but may be a serious threat to crops in our ecosystem.
Oh, they're invasive
plants?
They
could be invasive. They don't know what they are.
Agricultural warfare.
Well.
Okay, these seeds could potentially be a biosecurity threat.
Okay.
Officials are not sure if it's an ongoing scam or something more sinister.
Venus flytraps and stuff like that.
Feed me, Simo! That's a game.
Oh, my gosh, it's huge! What do we do here?
Feed me! Hey, if you get those packages, though, call 1-800-TAIL-TDA.
Right? TDA.
Passing it along to you.
Yeah.
Okay. 1-800-TAIL-TDA.
Yeah.
Got some seeds in the mail, brother. I don't know what they are.
How do you think that phone call is going to go?
Mm. Yeah.
No, we're going to pick up those seeds for you.
Seed hotline.
Yeah.
You need to plant a seed.
I have a bag of seeds in my house.
Sounds like we're working harder to get to the bottom of these seeds than the moitas in Houston there.
The moitas.
The moitas.
Those moitas.
Yeah, I don't like those moitas, bro.
I mean, set up some cameras around the bayou.
Please. Yeah.
Who's driving in there?
Yeah.
People can like go as like alligators, you know? They can like put the alligator head on and float around.
Just getting a ghillie suit.
Just kind of, ooh, hey.
I'm old Greg.
Hey, you guys.
Don't mind me. I'm an alligator.
You guys are betting guys.
Yeah.
You put some wagers down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Polymarket?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you used Polymarket?
No.
No.
Well.
Hold up.
Really sure. Can I love that lasted for so long still endure?
Well, how lucky is this person right here to use Polymarket? A newly created anonymous Polymarket account turned $32,000.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that's a big bet.
Yep.
That's a big old bet. You got to be really sure or have a whole gang of cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, they turned a $32,000 bet into $436,000 overnight by correctly predicting the surprise capture of the Venezuelan president. What's his name? Nicolas?
Maduro?
Maduro.
How'd you get that right?
How'd you get that right? The account was created on December 27th of 2025.
Yeah.
And winning bets were placed just hours before the actual raid on January 3rd. How did you do that?
You're in the know.
How did you do that?
Pelosi is a Pelosi. One,
Not a Pelosi. Yeah, I'm about to say.
Pelosi doesn't have the inside track anymore. She's been moved. She's been moved on out the way. Let's go to CBS News for this report real quick.
What evidence is there that this was non-public information being used to make this bet?
The facts are not known publicly yet. However, this particular trade really has all the hallmarks of an insider trade. If this was insider information, it means that somebody used the most highly classified confidential military secrets and information of the United States to place a bet, actually putting the entire operation potentially at risk.
How did you know? And you placed a bet, too. $32,000. You put it all on the line, whoever you are.
Baron Trump.
Fantex, who it might be. Send it to the Fantex. Who you think it might be. Yeah, Baron Trump out here getting that paper.
Beer money.
Listening on the door here. Yeah. Dad's. Okay.
Oh, Dad. Hey, Mom, I've heard Dad's going to take a president tonight, huh?
Yeah. I wonder who it is. And I wonder what countries are next, so I'll go ahead and place my bet.
Cuba.
Oh, no, there's a Polymarket account that's already made a sizable wager on China invading Taiwan at some point this calendar year. Yeah.
That's probably going to cash in.
Yeah. A lot of copy wagers going on with that one.
I know we told Greenland we're coming for them. We told Greenland, hey, watch your back, baby. We're coming for you.
Come on.
Are we still after the Canadians? Are we still going to Canada?
I'm not sure. I think that one's put on the back burner. Found Mexico? Greener pastures, sir.
Mexico's a Mexico. lady president. She's like, she was condoning what we did the other day.
Oh boy!
She said, not us.
Well, watch out, lady. Watch out! We'll be at your front door.
I just want a tip. Can I just get one of these tips, though?
Please,
you know.
Streets gotta
for
eat.
A second,
this
man.
Is all I can do to stop this. Let me get a piece.
Just see how it feels.
Let me get a piece. Bro, I just want to see how it feels, bro. I just want a meal to see that.
Let's put one on next Cowboys coach, head coach.
Ooh, I bet you it's there.
It's somewhere. Have to wait until the end of Shoddy's contract. What you know, Jerry won't pay two at the same time.
Oh, I thought you meant like defensive coach. You said
no. I meant the head coach.
My bad.
What do we got? We might have this coach in Baltimore.
Yeah, he'd be a great special teams coordinator.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
move over, Sorensen.
You guys are so in love with Shoddy and his smooth talking ways.
No, I'd love to do it. They're just not going to do it.
Hell, it's a good question, Zach. It's a good question. Why we didn't block too well today?
Yeah,
good question there.
Probably because we suck. Thanks, Shoddy. We haven't drafted well.
You buttered me up.
I also want to place a wager on Michael B. Jordan.
Oh.
See if he wins a Golden Globe this Sunday.
Ooh, for sinners.
Oh. Yeah. I sure want some inside track. He played two different people in one movie.
He should
win this one. I'm trying to win some cash, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring some cash money to my life.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I think an account, it's like 8 cents a piece.
Okay.
Yeah. 8 cents a piece, and if you buy it, it goes up to a dollar if he wins.
Okay, that's 12-1.
Come on, man.
12.5-1.
Yeah, good stuff.
You know, lay like $200 down.
Just let me know what money you need, and I'll help you guys.
Guess what I'm talking about.
I've got all the
money.
You
got it coming at you, ace.
I am my ace.
Don't you worry.
I will, and I'll help. I mean, you guys understand the odds and stuff like this.
I got you guys.
I'll give you some cash. Better off than trying to win the $1 billion lottery.
Yeah, it is. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Toxic Tuesday right here. Man, looks like we have some toxic pastor beef.
Oh, no.
Remember yesterday I played you that Pastor Jamal Bryant audio?
That dress was awesome.
Did you see the dress?
I did.
Please, guys, look that dress up real quick.
Very
look
sexy.
It
up.
Oh, yeah, saw it.
Yep. Yeah, okay, you seen it. Okay, Atlanta
she
pastor.
She had it going.
Is looked it? Like they had the bullseye lined up perfectly.
Is it bad? You think it's bad?
No. It's no, not, she did a good job.
It's not, like, too much? For a pastor's wife?
Yeah, probably
you think so.
Probably so.
It looked like it might be very revealing. It was just flesh colored.
It was very fleshy.
It's an illusion.
Yeah.
Atlanta,
that's an illusion.
Atlanta pastor Jamal Bryant of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest, Georgia.
I bought her the dress.
He bought his wife a dress that has driving people crazy.
Yeah.
Been driving people. People been crashing out over this dress.
Yeah.
Pictures of the pastor and his wife at the 2025 Atlanta Mayor's Mass Ball went viral. People were calling her a hussy. He stood on straight business on Sunday and defended her.
The dress was not see-through. The dress was flesh color. I need to set the record straight. I bought the dress.
ladies really like that
dress. They loved it. They loved it. Well, I say we got some pastor beef probably right
here.
Here
we go.
Toxic pastor beef.
Somebody outside of Georgia.
We have another pastor that spoke about this situation. Yeah. Bishop.
What?
Yeah. Bishop. Bishop Patrick Wooden. He's not a fan of this situation.
Not at all.
Listen to how he talked about Jamal Bryant and his wife.
A preacher presented his wife the other day. And I guess you call that a flesh-colored dress. I don't know. It's black dress and flesh color. It gives the illusion that she's not wearing anything underneath.
Oh.
And I heard the preacher, when he defended her dress, by saying, first of all, he bought the dress. So I guess our objection to a man of the cloth presenting his wife looking like a $2 whore.
Oh, wow.
Reverend. Hold on, fam. No,
you can't go there.
Fighting words, bro. Yeah. Hold on, bro. You better hit me with a scripture or something in the Bible, fam. Don't be telling me.
I'm getting on a plane to come see you.
Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah.
Looking like a $2 whore.
At least two.
My statement is not about her. My statement is about him.
Wow.
I don't know of a greater way for a man to demean his wife. And if he doesn't think that that is demeaning her, there is something wrong with him.
Mm.
But then again, we're also talking about the guy who looked at Cam Newton's legs and told Cam he had pretty legs.
He did. He did.
Messy.
Pastor Jamal Bryan did have Cam Newton on his podcast, and he couldn't stop staring at Cam Newton's legs.
Man, it's always falling down.
What's going on? Couldn't stop staring at the legs. Totally distracted him.
Yeah.
Totally distracted him. Listen, Eric.
You got pretty legs, man.
Hold on, fam.
Wait a minute.
That is not the way to say it, bro.
No.
Wow. Say you don't skip leg day or something. Man, you're pretty strong. I see what's going on. I see what they're hard to tackle you. You don't say.
You got pretty legs, man.
And they lanolated.
Man, listen.
You don't ever call a man's legs lanolated. What does that even
He's
mean?
Making up words now.
And they lanolated.
And they lanolated.
Man, listen. I'm just working out.
You put shea butter, Jergens.
Oh, you see that?
They're glowing in the dark.
I'm just
zoom in. Do not skip legs.
Zoom in.
Don't do that.
Do not.
Sometimes you got to remind people, like, you know, it's okay, but you the work has to be done.
Oh, listen, it's evident. It pays off. Know.
It's evident. Wow. It's evident.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Did he mean like laminated or?
Wow.
Struggling with this laminated word.
Man.
Oh my God.
Apparently he appreciates all kinds of flesh.
Very, he's a man of the flesh.
Very progressive individual.
He sure is, isn't he?
Wow.
Jeez, bro.
Goodness gracious.
I tried.
Did he ask Cam to shake it fast?
I tried, bro.
Just one time.
You got pretty legs, man.
That's crazy.
Hit it with something like you're 300 pounder below the waist.
Something, dog. Do something. Say it stronger.
Wow. That's a bad look, bad week for this guy.
It's a bad.
Yeah. I'd like to see you in a dress.
You got pretty legs, man.
You got pretty legs, man.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise on a butt-naked Wednesday. I holla. Peace.
There he goes, LA Live with Lucius. Every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We got
four
down.
You got pretty legs, man.
Thank you.
He said shea butter and Jergens.
Them things were shining.
Oh, my.
That is wild. He could do the podcast glowing while staring at that man's legs,
zoom in
bro.
On them things.
Yeah. What the hell? You sure got pretty legs, man. Anybody ever tell you that?
No, not me. No. So you got chicken legs. What happened to your knees?
Those threads coming out of your pants?
We got an audio celebration of the football week that was coming up on TD Tuesday. It's the G-Bag Nation of the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.